And what we do is there's a committee that's formed that's chaired by a fellow named John Landau. John is a respected rock writer. He's also managed Bruce Springsteen and a few other artists. And he chairs a committee made up of about 30, which involved into a committee of about 32 people from a variety of big things in music business. There's writers, Terry's on the committee, there's artists on the committee, there's people from the live end of the business. And to make this as democratic process as possible, people don't attend this before. They come into this room with three names that they have in their minds of who they think should be inducted, and they have to defend why. So they come in, they have their people. It can be someone that's just eligible that year, it's someone they feel has passed over. If you look at the way the class that came in this year, you see how widely diverse these choices can be. Even if you look at the nominees, someone that didn't get in this year, it really is a wide spectrum of what rock and roll represents. People go around the room, there's a lot of duplication of people that are looking at the same artists, but it's really discussed, it's argued, it's discussed again, it's voted down to a smaller number, which is rediscussed and refocused on. And the goal is to get it down to 9 nominees, of which we picked 5. And the reason we picked 5 is relatively simple. It's one, the show that we do is a live TV show, so we're trying to do things that can fit into a reasonable amount of time, because people don't be there for 5 or 6 hours if we inducted 10 people or 11 people like they did in the early days. Try to keep it tight. There's some other categories that we've added this year. Early influence, sidehand, there's a non-performer category. So from this procedure that we get, and we get down to these nominees, then it goes out to a large number of people, of almost 600 people, which is made up of all past inductees get to vote, it's other people in the industry that get to vote, and the top 5 vote-getters are the ones that are ultimately inducted.
It's different than the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame, where you may look at somebody's numbers over the life of their career. It's much more intimate of a selection process, isn't it?
Well, it's not based on stats. It's not based on this person sold this many tickets, this person sold that many records. The focus on this discussion group is really, what is a person's place in rock and roll? What is their influence on rock and roll? Because there's lots of people that have been very influential that might not have sold lots of records. If you really went back to it, you looked at artists like the Rolling Stones, who didn't really sell a lot of records in the 70s, and probably didn't sell millions of records until they got into the 80s. If you just base it solely on that, and artists like that would never have been inducted. It's really, what is their place in rock? What is their place in what the influence? What do they contribute? What is their legacy? Whether it's the legacy is from something or something, you can see it now. If a band like Run DMC, you can see what their influence is on newer acts now. That's the focus. What's the influence? Not that because they had the most home runs and they had the most perfect games.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.